So just going back for a minute on the Ein Shvus, on the Shvus Krov and Shvus Rechoka. I think maybe we got the pshat wrong yesterday. I think, now that I'm looking at it, and now I'm thinking about it again, I think when Rashi says Shvus Krova, right, he says, Shel Yom Tov Atzmo, O Shel Osa Shabbos Atzma, Shetzricha Lebo B'Yom, B'mikdash Hitiru. I think he's talking about two separate cases now. Means, Shvus is mutter in the mikdash. But when is a Shvus mutter in the mikdash? Only when it's needed for that, if it's Yom Tov for that very day Yom Tov, or if it's Shabbos for that very day in Shabbos. Right? Krova means for the very same day. He doesn't mean Yom Tov to the next Shabbos, even if they were back to back. There's a lot of cases like that. That's I don't think so. I think he's learning Shvus Krova to mean that day. If you need to be Matir, if you're Matir or Shvus, it has to be there's a need for that day. On Shabbos, they have cases that says they would throw out salt on the ramp so that it wouldn't be slippery. Different things they would do. Sweep the floor, even though there's certain Shvusim they would do for the day. For that day, yeah. That's Shvus Krova. Shvus Krova means for that day.
I thought it was saying Bo Vayom because they considered one day. He's definitely not saying that.
I don't think he's saying Lumdus like that. I think he's just saying, just read plain pshat. Shvus Krova means, Shvus Krova is an abstract statement. It's not talking about our particular case. Just an abstractly, what does it mean, a Shvus Krova? It means, Shel Yom Tov Atzmo, O Shel Osa Shabbos Atzmo. Meaning, if it's Yom Tov, it's for Yom Tov, or if it's on Shabbos, it's for that Shabbos. Shetzricha Lebo B'Yom. B'mikdash Hitiru. But if it's Rechoka, Ludchos Shvus Yom Tov Zeh B'Shvil Shabbos Shnia Lo Hitiru B'mikdash. That was the only thing that was bothering us. Why is it Shabbos Shnia? Right? Why is it Shabbos Shnia? That was the only thing that I was uncertain about. Right? Why doesn't he just say, Lidchos Shvus Yom Tov Zeh B'Shvil Shabbos? Right? Why does he have to say Shnia? Why does he have to say Shnia? So maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe Sammy was right. That if you're going to say Shabbos, if it's Yom Tov Shabbos, then it's considered like Bo B'Yom. I'm not sure. But certainly if there was a break in between, it wouldn't be Shvus. Has to be in the same Zman. It has to be in the same Zman. If you're going to say Shabbos, Yom Tov to Shabbos is one Zman, maybe. Maybe that's possible. But certainly has to be in what you deem to be the same Zman. How does it have it in the Gemara and Shabbos? See, here he just is funny. In Shabbos he says, Shvus Krova Klomer Dechiyuv Shvus Hitiru litzorach davar karov, velo litzorach davar rachok. They're matir the chi of shvus for something close, just for something close. He doesn't give it any quantifiable. He doesn't quantify it here. Just says for something that's close. But over there it was really far away. It was for a different year altogether. Do you have the Mosef Rashi?
Yeah.
Okay, well, can we get the Svara? Can we refine the Svara a little bit? I mean, we just gave a basic approach yesterday, but can we refine the Svara a little bit? So what's the idea of Shvus in general? Right? What's the idea of Shvus in general? So Shvus means you should be, like Ram says, you should be shoves even from things that are not malacha. Right? Tishbos. That you have the lamates malachos, but there's also an idea of a shvisa from things that are not malacha themselves. Right? Questions that are kiyam midaraisa, or is it only drabanan? But there's an idea, the word, the term, shvus, comes from a positive idea of shvisa. Not just the lamates malachos, but there should be an atmosphere of shvisa, of refraining, even from things that are not malacha. Okay? But, so what does it mean in the Mikdash is no shvus? What's the question over here? We say in the Mikdash is no shvus, but shvus krova is different than shvus rechoka. What's the basis of that distinction? What's the basis of the idea and what's the basis of the distinction? So maybe it has something to do with this concept. Now, it's true they're not choshesh in the Mikdash, because we say that the Kohanim are his reason, right? So there's not the concern that there is outside of the Mikdash. Like the Ram has different types of shvus. There's a shvus that's maybe lidei malacha, right? Or it's doma to malacha. Has some association with malacha. So it's an extra kiyum, the kiyum of being nizar and being shoves, even from things that are not malacha themselves. But they have a certain character of maybe lidei malacha or doma to malacha. But essentially, they're really they're not malacha at all. So in the Mikdash, you can say we're not choshesh that it's going to lead to any malacha, because the Kohanim has reason. But it's interesting. If you take a look at the Encyclopedia Talmudis, so he has a lot of interesting, gives you a good overview of the inyan. So as we were discussing yesterday, Shai, in other words, how far does it go? How far does it go? So he mentions that it's only things that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash itself, or with the Avodah itself. You know what I mean? But if a Kohen just was in the Mikdash and it was not associated to Avodah and he has a personal issue, he can't just do a Shvus. Right? The only questionable case is the case of blowing the shofar, which someone mentioned yesterday. That's somewhat of an exceptional case, because it's somewhat unique. But even that is not clear if that's because of Shvus, so that's a separate din of Beis Din, Sanhedrin. But it doesn't just mean that a shvus is that there's no issa shvus if you go into the Harabayas, that that's a shvus free zone. So what does it mean? Even if the guy's a Kohen, he's Zoros. So what does it mean? Why is that? So I think it has to do with this. This is speculation on my part, but I think it has to do with this idea that, aside from the fact that there's reason, the idea of shvus is to be shoves from things that are not malacha, correct? But it means things that are not malacha that you could be doing or you could be not doing. In other words, it's activities that are freely your choice, and they're really up to you. And now we'll say, rest from them. That's a real kiyum. That is where the kiyum of shvisa comes in. Because it's something I could be doing, I could be choosing to do. Right? In other words, shvisa has to be from something that you could be doing. Right? It's not a shvisa if it's something you couldn't be doing. Because it's an absence. Right? It's a non-doing. How is non-doing something that's positive? Only because you could be doing it, right? It has to be, what do you call that again? It has to be an absence, not a privation, not an absence, right? It has to be like the blindness of a sighted animal, not the blindness of the bat. Anyhow, so, you know what I'm saying, Shay?
Yeah.
In other words, the question is, it's like in the parshas, misom elam, right? What does it mean? Who makes an elam? An elam is a lack of equality, right? What do you mean make an elam? That's what Ram talks about in the Mor. How do you say make an elam? An elam is you didn't make a speaker, right? But that's what it means. Is when there is a positive quality that could be that could exist, and you withhold withhold it, that's like making an absence, like making it dark. When you shut off the light, you make it dark. You make it dark. There's nothing to make. But it means to say that you withheld the light. You withheld the opposite. It was in your control, and you withheld it. Right? So then you say you made it dark. Right? So to say that you rested had to be that you didn't engage in an activity. Right? What's the difference between the guy who's in a coma, guy's comatose on Shabbos? You wouldn't say he was Mekayim Shvisa. Simply couldn't do anything. Right? But if you could engage and you refrain, then you can say you positively rested. It's a Kiyum of Shvisa. Right? That's one idea. It has to be something that you could be doing. But I think the idea of yours is on the other side of the equation. It's also only going to be a kiyum and shvisa because it's something that's optional. Now, it's to be shy, to be roy to shvisa, to be roy for the kiyum shvisa. We're saying over here is, because it was in your realm of control and your decision. Should I do this or should I not do this? So Shvisa will say, if I don't do it, I'll be shoves. But things in the Mikdash that are done for the Kavod HaBayis and for Avoda, it's not necessary. It's not shayach to be gozer a shvus on that, because it's like an action that should be done. You understand? You only have the shvus on an action that could be done. They weren't gozer shvus to have a kiyum of shvisa when it would interfere with something else that is positively demanded. You understand? Since it's not the realm of malacha, so you can't say there's no isser in the mikdash to do it. Right, but since it's not simply a matter of your choosing, it wasn't proper to extend a shvus to that. Shvus should be solely in the realm of the possible. In other words, there's always three categories, right? There's always three categories. There's always the necessary, the impossible, and the possible. Everything can be fit into those three categories. Things that are necessary, things that have to be, things that cannot be, and things that may be, right, that might be. So as the Rambam also talks about, the Chacham has to know the difference between the possible, the impossible, and the necessary, the impossible, and the possible. So Shvus, just like Shvus, isn't in the realm of the impossible. Can't say a person is shoveis from something that he couldn't do. In the Mikdash, since there's no real chash of being over, in terms of going into malacha, just the kiyum of shvisa itself, they did not extend it to things which are part of the working of the mikdash, because that doesn't have the quality of the possible. That has more the quality of the necessary. You understand? It wouldn't be, what do you mean being a kiyum of shvisa? But the avoda has to go on, and this is part of what will make the avoda better. It's not like something that I'm choosing to do. I want to play, I want to sweep my floor. You shouldn't do it if you have a dirt floor because you might be mashve gumos. I like to sweep the floor, that's my preference. I want to sweep the floor. So you say, okay, so be shoveis from that. Right, because it's something that's purely optional. But in the mikdash, where there's no real chash of being over, of coming to malacha, they did not extend the shvus, because it has a character of being part of something that's not in your domain. That's not stemming from your choice. Okay? But the question is, what about a shvus that's rechoka? That was in this sense, krova and rechoka come into play. Do you say that we view it as something that's not roy for the shvisa, when we say that we shouldn't be, that we don't extend the isur shvus on the object, on the activity, in the Mikdash, because it doesn't have the quality, you're not worried about malacha, right? And it doesn't have the, doesn't stem from you. But does it, but is it only when it's nicker that it's not stemming from your decision? That's the question. In other words, the machlokas and shus krova and shus rechoka is a question of, does it have to have in the maisa itself, does it have to be muchach that it's part of a necessary function? But if I do something today and there's no kiyum to what I do today, then it doesn't have the tzura of something that is of necessity of the moment. It's like future planning. It has the quality of a future planning. That is optional already. That's more in the realm of the optional. In other words, that's the question. When they're saying that there's no shvus in the mikdash, is it simply anything that has the quality of mikdash? Since there's no problem of zrizus, so anything that has the quality of the function of the mikdash at all, whether it's rechoka or krova, or anything that has the quality of a necessity, is mutter. Or is it, or does it actually have to have in the tzura of the maisa a necessity? Now, does it have to be muchach from the maisa that it's demanded of you today? If there's no objective today, it's not muchach in the maisa that it's demanded of you today. Then it just seems like it's true. It's part of the mikdash. But if I could do it today or tomorrow, then even things of the mikdash that have the quality of choice, there's the gzeira of issur of shvus on. You understand? That's when we say that there's no gzeira on the shvus of the mikdash. Is it simply because it has to do with something that is needed, right? Either avoda or covered of a mikdash or something along those lines. What do we say? Even in those things, it has to have the character of being demanded now. But even if it's part of the mikdash, like baking the shtei lechem for achilas kohanim, but if it's very distant, then it has the appearance of still being a matter of choice to do it today. Then it falls under the general category of shvus again. Now, is it excluded from shvus solely from its nature of stemming from avodo or mikdash or some other tzarach? Or does it even have to be excluded from shvus in the fact that there's no real choice, that it's muchach, that it's demanded of you today? But if it's something that's done today and the fruits are not going to be enjoyed for a few days, then it has the appearance of planning ahead, of doing something that didn't have to be done at this moment. It's not needed today. Can't say it's needed today. So once it's not needed today, then why couldn't you do it yesterday already? Oh, because you want to do it today. That is the tzura of choice. Something is needed today and you do it today, so then you see that it's demanded. Right? It's taken out of the category of optional. Because it was needed, there was a tzarach right now. But if you do something today and there's no tzarach that's being met today, so what's the need to do it today? So then I'm choosing today over another day. That has the tzura again of optional. The truth of the matter is, in neither case is there a need to do it today. The question would be, this is where the question comes down to. If you'll say that it's Yom Tov going into Shabbos and you could bake the Shtei Lechem if you could eat them on that Shabbos, that would be an interesting question. Right? That's what I'm saying. I'm not convinced about that. But let's assume that. Right? Well, let's say something that you could have done earlier, but you could have planned ahead of time. Let's say there was something you could have planned ahead of time. Like, for instance, I saw he says the Rambam, he says in the Encyclopedia, the Rambam says that they didn't allow the Kohanim, to the Levim, to do their Shmira, to walk around. through the Kohanim, right, walk around with the torches in their hands. Even though it's just an Isser Tiltal, right? So it's because you don't need to do that. You understand? Even though it has a quality, even though you're not doing it for yourself, you're really doing it because it's a mitzvah of Shemira. But if you don't need to do the Shemira in this way, then that has the quality of being optional. You understand? Then there is definitely a Kiyum Shvi'is on that. Question is where it's... But that's a little different because the whole Maisa doesn't need you to carry this. But here the Shtei Lechem, the Lechem Aponim definitely needs Nafiyah. The only thing is, they're saying that the only Matir is when the necessity is, when the Tzarech is on the day of the thing itself. So then you'll say it's clear from the Tzarech that it's what it's a part of. It's clear from the Tzarech that it's a part of, that it's demanded today. So then it's fine. But if it's not, it has the tzura of being optional. If it's optional, if there's no kiyum of the thing today, so then why couldn't you have done it yesterday? In other words, if there's no kiyum in this maisa of today, then what's the difference if I did it today or if I did it yesterday? In other words, you have to understand, lechem aponim, baking lechem aponim is not the mekadesh then. That's what Tosus explains in the top. Let's say they would bake the lechem upon him on Wednesday. Let's say it's a Thursday, Friday, Rosh Hashanah situation. Right? So they bake the lechem upon him on Wednesday, right? Because they're worried that they don't know when Rosh Hashanah is going to be. Correct? So Tosus says, what if Rosh Hashanah actually turns out to be Thursday? So what do they do? So then they'll bake the lechem upon him on Friday. Right? What about the old lechem upon them they baked? They don't have the kedushas lechem upon them. They just be po to them. The tanner's not mekadesh them. So the whole baking process is really a very preliminary step. It's not really like shchitas kachim. It's not shchitas kachim at all. You understand? Shchitas kachim, you couldn't say, well, shechta the day before. As a matter of fact, if you wanted, what is the lechem upon them? What category is it? It's a mincha, right? It's one of the menorah. It's a mincha. It's considered a mincha. So in mincha, what is really considered to be the shechita? What's the comparable avoda to shechita by mincha? They may know. Yeah, what's the parallel? What's the parallel of the shechita in a mincha?
What's it called?
The kemitza.
Oh, kemitza.
The kemitza. It's really not considered to be started until the kemitza. Kemitza is where they take a handful. Kohen takes a handful. Now it's a little confusing by lechem aponim where is the kemitza, but don't worry about that. But the point is that before kemitza, it's really just considered part of the. A guy, how do you bring a mincha? You bring flour from your house, just like you bring a behemoth from your house. It's not considered set until the kemitza. So lechem aponim, it's all a very preliminary step. The afia is just preliminary. Okay, maybe you'll say it's more covered to have it closer, but it's really preliminary. So if the only matir of a step like that, in terms of a shvus, would be if I can show that there's a kiyum of it, right? If I can show that it's that the demand of it is today, that there's a demand for it today. But if there's no demand that's muchach from today, then there's really no necessity in having it done. Then there's really just today is optional, like yesterday was optional. Closer to the thing is not a qualitative idea. If it's not muchach that it's today, then it's just an option. That's shvus rechoka. Has the quality of option, which goes back to the general category of shvus. It's a possibility. I don't know. I have to think about it. So he holds the shvus rechok. He holds the heter shvus is objectively that it's a tzarach. As long as it doesn't come from, the question is, it's not coming from your needs. So do you say once it's coming, once it's not coming from your needs, it's coming from the mikdash itself, that takes it out of the category of shvus, that itself takes it out of the category of shvus. Because it's something that has to be done objectively at some point. Or do you say no, even though it's in the, even though it's not your asiya, but if there's an element of option to it, it's also considered part of the shvus. Now, is this the category of tzarkei mikdash automatically removed from shvus, or within the category of tzarkei mikdash can we say things that have an option of how to be executed, or have the appearance of your input into the way it's done?
So that's just how far the matzah extends, or what it extends to.
What it extends to. What I'm trying to do is trying to show you what my approach over here is to say, look at shvus in general. Shvus always is shvus. To be a shvus, it has to be of something you could do or could not do. It has to be in a certain realm of option. Right? And I'm trying to say that rechoka and krova are going to be a question of whether it falls into that same general question, that same general category of the efsha. As opposed to if it's a krova, so then it's muchach that it's stemming from the mikdash itself. You could ask on me if it's krova, you could have done it yesterday, but it's not. But the point is, it's not really. The whole thing is just a remez. It's just domet to the actual shvus. It's just domet to the. In reality, all of them are really not your doing. They're all part of the mikdash. They all should be mufkats. They all should definitely be excluded. The only thing is, this the tana of the shita of all, shus rechoka is usher, is just because it's doma to the format of the real shus. It's not really the same. So as long as the cause is there, it's not doma, he's saying. As long as the kiyam of the maisa is there, then it's like it's part of the tzarech itself. Then it shows you it's like part of the avodah itself. If not, it's just like planning ahead of time. So you could plan ahead of time, further ahead of time. You don't need to plan ahead of time today. If you're only planning ahead of time, you could plan ahead of time earlier. All right, it's an optional. It's something to think about.